In Matthew chapter 7, the Bible says, beginning in verse 13, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." They say that one of the first principles you need to learn if you want to be a good plumber is simply that water runs downhill. But I've noticed it's not just water that runs downhill. Most human beings do it too. Given a variety of choices in life, more often than not, we're always going to pick the easiest one. And somehow, we always seem to come up with some sort of clever rationalization as to why the path we chose was the only choice we really had. But in our hearts, we know it isn't true. The easiest path, the quick way out, is not always the right thing to do. In fact, Jesus says in today's passage that the easiest path in life, the one that most people take, is the one that leads to destruction. And that can be true, even when we have a good rationalization for what we're doing. Don't forget what it says in Proverbs 16, verse 25, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Maybe one of the toughest things to come to grips with in life is that doing the right thing doesn't always pay off right away. We've been so programmed to expect immediate rewards for good behavior that we feel cheated if we have to do the right thing simply because it's right. We feel a little resentful when those who did the wrong thing seem to get ahead while we get left behind. That's why it's important to keep your eyes on what Jesus actually said. The Bible doesn't sugarcoat the issue for us. The right path in life is a tough one. We should expect that at least once in a while we're going to suffer for doing the right thing. There won't be an immediate payout. But we have to remember where the narrow path is going. According to Jesus, it leads to life. And He should know because He's already walked it. So get out there today and do the right thing, because it's just a better way to live.